And at 3:09 here at Kate Radio, it's time for a Coach's Corner interview as we want to get caught up on Albert Lea boys basketball. First-year head coach Harrison Cates with us. And Harrison, a good afternoon. Sorry that we missed you last week. I know you were busy. I had all the plans that I was going to sing happy birthday to you and everything. That was, you know, part of the spiel for next week. And I'm not going to sing it. You're safe. Your ears are safe. But I wish you a happy belated birthday. And how you been?
Hey, well, thank you. You can sing happy birthday anytime you want.
Our listening audience is pleading at their radio, please, Harrison, do not egg him on because he will do it. Well, Harrison, before we talk about the game coming up tonight, let's talk about the game. Earlier this week, I got a chance to watch it on the stream from Faribault. Your team gets beat by the Faribault Falcons. I thought it was a very evenly matched game, especially in the second half. The improvement's definitely there. We talked about this via some text earlier this week that the team has definitely improved from game one to game two. Give us your thoughts on that game against Faribault. Again, very evenly matched game, but Faribault ends up winning in the end.
Yeah, you know, with the Faribault game, the saying it's a game of runs was very evident for that game. They would get up 7 or 8 and we come back to within 2 or 3, and then they'd pull away again. And I really attribute kind of our loss last on Tuesday to our guys haven't been in a position where they've been in a tight game late in the second half in a while. So when they got in that spot, I think it was a little bit of a freakout mode and nerves. And with that, that's okay. That we can work on that. And hopefully we're in more close games to come. But yeah, it was very even, very back and forth throughout. And I think we got down early and just couldn't quite come back from that. But I was very proud of our guys' effort. Drew Teeter had a really good game on Tuesday, and hopefully he can rattle off another one tonight.
58-46 loss to Faribault, a drop to 0-2. And Harrison, we've mentioned this before, and I just want to reiterate, this is a pretty young Tiger team. Not a lot when it comes to seniors, correct?
Correct, yeah. We have two on our roster. One of them hasn't played yet. He comes back tonight. We got Paul Wall comes back tonight, too, so we'll have a little bit of a different look. And some roster changes, but all the guys who've been playing are still going to play. And with the exception of those two seniors, yeah, we're very junior and sophomore based. So it's a good sign for the future.
And one thing with a young team and learning, you know, week from week with a new head coach, the Big Nine Conference doesn't offer any kind of off nights because it's a pretty good league top to bottom. And I think that that's good in the long run because you want to take on the best teams that you can because when you get to a postseason, that's what you're going to see. And I think it's better to take on teams that have more talent because you definitely, I think, learn more in those kind of games.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and with our team being young, too, if we face some weaker competition throughout this season, looking at the longevity of our program going to next season and even the year after, how are we going to get better and how are we going to improve? And it might not be pretty right now, losing some games and losing by larger amounts, but it's going to help us in the long run, like you said. So I'm absolutely in agreement with that.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball team, his Coach's Corner interview here on KETE. Rochester Century at home tonight. If you're looking for some Tiger athletics, get out to the high school. The Panthers are in town. Harrison, what kind of scouting report do you have on Century?
They've played 3 games so far, and they're 1-2, but they played some really good competition. They played Mankato, they played New Prague, put up some tough battles too. With them, they have some height. You know, they start 6'8 and 6'7, and they're 6'7 kids guard. We're gonna have a little bit of trouble sizing up with them as we aren't as big, but with those two players that are back, that gives us some height and it gives us a little more varsity experience. And I'm hoping that we match up a little better with those two guys coming back. But they play fast, they get up and down, they shoot a lot of threes, and they put up a good fight on Tuesday against Owatonna. So it's going to be a battle for sure.
Now, Harrison, talking about height, how do we match up with teams that are bigger? Do we have decent height, or are we kind of a smaller team?
We have a kid listed at 6'7", and a kid listed at 6'6". Now, you know, a basketball roster, that means they're more like 6'5 and 6'4".
Correct, yeah.
But we have decent height, but we're playing against kids who are 6'8", 6'9", so we're still going to be smaller. So with that, you know, we really try and front the post and rely on our help side defense. If they want to lob it over, that's fantastic. I'll have my 6'2 guards steal from the backside. So we do tend to be a little smaller in most spots, but I think we've got a little more heart than last year, so hopefully that makes up for it a little bit.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball with us here on KETE. guys and gals, when it comes to the basketball, I think everyone gets measured on their tippy toes because there's never a roster I've seen in 20 plus years that has been dead on when it comes to heights. That's just kind of the way our rosters work when it comes to high school basketball. So Century again in town tonight, 7:30 start. Cheer on our Tigers if you get a chance to head over to the gym. We should mention on Tuesday, going to a Rochester John Marshall to take on the Rockets. So back-to-back games, Harrison, against Rochester schools. I know your concentration is on Century right now. Have you done any kind of studying on JM on Tuesday?
Yeah, I've done a little bit. I'm lucky enough to know the Stuartville head coach pretty well. Him and I are good friends, and they had a scrimmage earlier in the season, so he kind of gave me a little bit of a scouting report. But JM was down last year. They only had two wins throughout their season, and I think it's one of the steal on Tuesday. They have a really good guard in Logan Tuckner, and he throws the bucket. But I think we match up well with those guys, and they're going to kind of try and slow it down too. So I think it's going to be a pretty even matchup over in John Marshall next Tuesday.
So John Marshall on Tuesday. We won't get a chance to talk next week because next Friday will be Christmas Eve. So I do want to mention for a Tiger sports fans, you guys are going to be in St. Charles between Christmas and New Year's Day, the St. Charles tournament. Looks like a four-team tournament, game on Wednesday and then a game on Thursday. I'm assuming the way it works is if you win, you play the winner on Thursday. If you lose, you play the loser of the other game on Thursday.
Yep. So we'll start off on the 29th with St. Charles. And then if we win or lose, we'll play Pine Island or we'll play I'm drawing a blank now. But we'll play somebody else depending on whether we win or lose. So
I got La Crescent Hoka. Does that sound
there
right?
There you go, La Crescent. Yeah, that sounds right.
So, Tiger fans, Wednesday, December 29th, St. Charles tournament. St. Charles will be their first-round opponent on Wednesday, and then win or lose on Thursday the 30th. They will take on either Pine Island or La Crescent Hoka. I got those dates right, correct?
Yep, 29th and 30th over in St. Charles.
Harrison Cates, head coach of our Albert Lee boys basketball team. Nice enough to join us on this Friday. Again, get out and cheer on the Tigers tonight, their last home game of 2021. Yeah, their last home game of the year. Rochester Century in town to take on our Tigers. 7:30 is your tip-off. Harrison Cates, again, the head coach of Albert Lee boys basketball. Harrison, thank you so much for the time. If I don't talk to you before, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and a good luck with these two games and the tournament in the last week of December.
Hey, pleasure as always, and I'll be waiting for that phone call for the happy birthday song.
Maybe I'll sing you Merry Christmas. How about that? Don't be,
hey, that's the deal.
Don't be surprised if your phone rings on Christmas Day. My wife knows.
I might ignore you on Christmas Day, but the day after.
December 26th, stay near your phone. It's coming.
Absolutely.
Harrison Cates, hey, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good weekend, and again, good luck tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron.